Asta was a shoo-in, as I knew she'd be. Even though Gregory pointed out that her relationship with my foster brother Dar might pose a conflict, Gabe waved the argument off, saying if his eldest brother could claim impartiality with his imp lover, a member of the ruling council, then Asta's choice of partner shouldn't be held against her. Besides, her vibration pattern, integrity, and all that other shit were beyond reproach. So here we sat, in a newly rebuilt Marriott conference room, with one additional angel at the table. Asta was practically glowing with excitement. She was wearing a smart 40s-era navy suit with matching hat and shoes that made me wonder if her ideas of humanity were from the same decade. Didn't matter because Raphael was about to put forth his mysterious candidate. Then it would be my turn. As Asta will be serving as the representative of the 7th Choir, my candidate would serve the 6th. She is currently unaffiliated. How can she be unaffiliated? No one is unaffiliated.
Gregory scowled.
As I mentioned, he'd been particularly grumpy after the whole me locking everyone out of Aru incident.
Unaffiliated, Rafi repeated without further explanation. She has considerable experience both with humans and with the werewolf population, and would bring much needed insights and knowledge in those areas.
Hey, I had insights and knowledge about humans and werewolves, and no one seemed to think that mattered when it came to me. I narrowed my eyes at Rafi, wondering what he had up his sleeve and if I could get out of voting his way. Probably not. Not if I wanted his support for my candidate.
I have worked closely with her on some projects recently and have found her to be loyal and discreet. She can be trusted to keep what goes on in these meetings confidential.
He waved a hand and an angel appeared.
And all hell broke loose.
Gregory jumped to his feet, his face more pale than usual, the irises of his eyes bleeding out to solid black. Asta gasped and clutched a gloved hand to her chest. Gabe snarled.
What is that?
How in all of creation?
Well, fuck me up the ass with a 2x4. The last was me. Rafi's angel had a very convincing human form, a short, curvy native girl with long dark hair and brown eyes, skin a light shade of mahogany brown, and a nervous tick at the edge of her frozen smile. She was wearing torn jeans and a Powerpuff Girls t-shirt. She was clearly an angel, but the energy signature she exuded wasn't like any other angel I'd ever met. Correction. It was like an angel I'd met. It was like mine.
Hi. She cleared her throat, forcing her smile up higher. I appreciate the opportunity to be of service. I don't know much about angels, but I'm a fast learner.
She shot Raphael an uncertain glance. I'm young, but very dedicated to fairness and protecting humans, werewolves, and the other life here. I've willingly put my life on the line to save others. I can sense rifts and help to close them. I've assisted in killing and or relocating manticores, drop bears, and other creatures.
And a hydra,
Raphael prompted. He had a silly expression on his face, a mixture of pride and adoration that I'm sure no one was missing. The angel's smile softened.
Well, you helped with the hydra.
Raphael made a pfft noise.
I merely assisted. You could have taken care of it solo.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And they said Gregory and I were mushy. Sheesh.
She's younger than I am, Asta announced. How can that be? I was born shortly before the war, but she's not even a million years old.
The angel's dark eyes latched onto Asta, a tentative spark of hope in them.
I never knew my parents, but evidently they were an angel and a demon. I'm around 5,000 years old.